the Live and Local Hour. We'll be signing off after today, wrapping up live shows featuring local music by local artists on 96.7 FM in St. Pete, begun about 4 years ago. I have been privileged to be part of this program effort from the start and am confident future operations as a Radio St. Pete enterprise will continue to provide extraordinary support to the local music and arts scene in St. Pete and the Tampa Bay area. One question about my broadcast trek to this point has followed me around for more than half a century. How did I ever become part of the historic offshore radio era in England back in the 1960s, known then and now as pirate radio? It all started in South Florida in early 1966. After nearly a month of installing studios, transmitters, generators, and an antenna on a converted World War II and Korean War naval vessel at a Miami dock, we set sail across the Atlantic with only a vague notion of the voyage to follow. Confronting a storm the first night out, the antenna came booming down to our deck with a resounding crash that shook the entire ship with a sound that still reverberates to this day in my memory. This prompted a detour to Lisbon, Portugal for repairs, which delayed our arrival off the coast of England to more than a month after our initial departure. Once in the North Sea, however, the impact of what became known as pirate radio in that part of the world began to unravel. More than a half dozen other ships and fixed structures in international waters had already begun challenging the broadcast monopoly of the government-owned BBC with music radio just a couple of years earlier. Our ship was the last to join this intrepid fleet, dropping anchor alongside the two other main stations in operation then, Radio London and the legendary Radio Caroline. But we were the first group of Americans arriving on the scene. Four voices from various states scattered around the USA, including my own, we hired on an additional staff of three British and one Australian announcers, called presenters in that part of the world. We began broadcasting with two full-service radio stations on board, giving British listeners a taste of American-style radio for the first time. I have often felt it was the intrusion of American radio into the British airways that sparked the beginning of the end of the so-called pirate radio era in that part of the world. The British Parliament soon thereafter decided it was time to act, outlawing the sale of advertising and making it illegal for us to obtain food or fuel for our generators, and threatening to arrest us just for coming on shore. It all ended with the Marine Offences Act, established in English law in August 1967, barely a year after the American adventure in pirate radio had begun. While putting a virtual end to what the pirates started in England, it also introduced a new era in commercial radio in that country, with the creation of a new system of privately owned stations similar to that enjoyed in the U.S. Pirate radio literally changed broadcast history in England. My radio career over the years since then has allowed me to enjoy a wide variety of programming experiences in a half dozen states and up and down Florida, including a number of stations around the Tampa Bay area. Among these are WLCY, WFLA, WTAN, WGUL, and now WMTB, Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio in St. Pete, of which I am also a founder and creator of the local artist program concept. I am grateful to Joe Bordeaux, Jay Kolb, James McNeely, Daniel Lennon, and many others who have helped make this final chapter of my career memorable, and to enable me to finally be able to retire as the old pirate on Tampa Bay Radio. I'm Rick Crandall. Thanks for listening and being a part of it all.
The old pirate, Rick Crandall, Sunshine 96.7. 107 FM.